Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Planet Geek Reviews. Sorry about that. This week, I'm reviewing Dishonored, the Definitive Edition. It's a game that I kind of missed out on, kind of missed the boat before, and I thought it'd be a good idea to play it since it's, you know, it's remastered and it's on the PS4 now. The game is, it kind of reminds me of Deus Ex, which I love Deus Ex. I'm a huge fan of cyberpunk, you know, like Blade Runner, dystopian, stuff like that. And the game is set in like a steampunk world. I would call it steampunk. But you can see some Bioshock in there and a few. I'm not saying it's like a Bioshock clone. I'm saying there's elements that reminds me of Bioshock. The game is you play assassin called Arno, I think, and you pretty much refrain for the assassination of the queen. And as you go on, you find out who actually killed her. And the game, like, you go. The game, it's strictly a stealth game, but it, like Deus Ex, there's many ways you can accomplish a goal. And you, like, well, like most games like this, it gets frustrating when you die over and over again. So there's a lot of trial and error in this game, like Deus Ex. And if there's one thing I did notice is that you're able to have powers, right? And once you find relics, you're able to get new powers. And I think the most useful one is I think it's called the Eagle's Eye or something. It allows you to see through walls and stuff. So that's really helpful when you want to know where the guards are. Also, another one, helpful one is Rat Swarm, which rats are one of the most useful things in this game because they can get rid of bodies fast. And you can send them to attack guards and stuff. But it like Hitman, which I'm also a big fan of the Hitman series, and there's a lot of, if you pass a certain area you got past just luckily, it's a good idea to save right there so you don't have to go through that entirely again. And so save a lot, especially when you make it past an area you were having trouble with. And the voice cast in this is really interesting because they got Michael Madsen, you know, from Planet Terror, Reservoir Dogs, Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs, sorry, and a few other things. I think that's the main one I recognize. But other... I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I didn't really have a lot of complaints with this game. The only real complaint I had was the trial and error factor. And I'm not saying, yes, you're supposed to die in order to know exactly what you did wrong the first time. But it gets annoying when they kind of say the same thing over and over again. And you get kind of frustrated. It's kind of like you got to really think outside the box in this game. And what I did like is how when your guards alert, they find you and you're pretty much, it's on high alert, you know, like in Metal Gear Solid, but it's not game over. I mean, you can fight your way out. There's more than one way to play the game. There's stealth, but the interesting thing is that the city and the characters react to how you play. So if, like, if you're like me and you kill and you go through waste the entire area you have to go through, people will react to that, and the city will react to that. And like if you help a girl vanish instead of killing her, the city will react to that and say she's missing. You know, you'll see posters out, and I thought that was really cool. if there's one thing, wait. I'm trying really hard not to spoil the game because I really like most of the games I review. I haven't really came across a game I strictly hate this year because I mean it's not that I'm just you know playing games that I know are good. It's just that it's all the games that get are randomized, but. I'm going to give this game a score, overall score, and I'm going to give it an 8. And the only reason it did not get 8 to a strong 9, because it's a great game. It's just that the whole trial and error thing got on my nerves. I mean, not that I know I don't want it to be too easy. It's just it gets frustrating when you're stuck with low health and... Yeah. If you played Deus Ex, you know what I'm talking about. Because if anyone that's played Deus Ex, you know that ammo is very non-existent in that game. There's very little ammo in Deus Ex, which is frustrating. But otherwise, the overall, like I said, it's an 8 to a strong 9. And I would recommend it if you like Bioshock. Or Assassin's Creed, because it's kind of like a mix between those two, kind of. And I'm going to end this review right now and cut it short just because I ran out. I said all I had to said that all I can on Dishonored because I enjoyed it. It wasn't like, you know, like, you know, a 10, but it was like a strong 8. It was really good. And there is a sequel coming. And I would recommend it if you like stealth games and you like games where you got to think outside the box. You know, like Hitman, Deus Ex, those are two that come to mind. You can, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I have a Twitter account. It's JG. My handle is JG1567. And, my next review will hopefully be Metal Gear Solid, The Phantom Pain. I can't promise that because I'm trying to rent it. And, yeah. But I will review it when I can, and it will be one of the next reviews I do. Also, I will be doing a Back to the Future the video game review eventually, since it's a Telltale game, it's going to be like a episodic game, so it may take a while for me to do, because games like that, you really got to take your time with. And otherwise, this ends this episode of Planet Geek Reviews. I really appreciate you your listening, and I'll hopefully see you guys next time. Thank you.